Welcome. Our Daily Bread would like to encourage you today with a reading titled Promise Keeper, which was written by Arthur Jackson. Gripped by the gravity of the promises he was making to LaShawn, Jonathan found himself stumbling as he repeated his wedding vows. He thought, "How can I make these promises and not believe they're possible to keep?" He made it through the ceremony, but the weight of his commitments remained. After the reception, Jonathan led his wife to the chapel where he prayed for more than 2 hours that God would help him keep his promise to love and care for LaShawn. Jonathan's wedding day fears were based on the recognition of his human frailties, but God, who promised to bless the nations through Abraham's offspring, has no such limitations. To challenge his Jewish Christian audience to perseverance and patience to continue in their faith in Jesus, the writer of Hebrews recalled God's promises to Abraham, the patriarch's patient waiting, and the fulfillment of what had been promised. Abraham and Sarah's status as senior citizens was no barrier to the fulfillment of God's promise to give Abraham many descendants. Are you challenged to trust God despite being weak, frail, and human? Are you struggling to keep your commitments to fulfill your pledges and vows? In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, God promises to help us. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." For more than 36 years, God has helped Jonathan and LaShawn to remain committed to their vows. Why not trust Him to help you? Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13 through 20. When God made His promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for Him to swear by, He swore by Himself, saying, "I will surely bless you and give you many descendants." And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. People swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of His purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, He confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where our forerunner, Jesus, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Now, let's pray. Dear Lord, it's during times of great testing and when we're feeling immense pressure that we must make the choice to either uphold our integrity and our vows or break them, knowing that You set the highest standard in devotion to us, Your children. And we thank You for encouraging examples also like LaShawn and Jonathan, who weighed their commitment to You and their love and devotion to each other. And we thank You, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.